Yep. Can you hear me?
Redemption.
Yeah.
Of course, what this guy says. Okay, guys, this is a redemption episode because for those of you guys who don't know, we've been a little behind on the publishing because we've goofed up episodes the past couple episodes. So today we're gonna stay on point and we're gonna make a good actual fucking episode.
All right. Sounds good to me.
All right. So we are going to talk. We got the game plan for today. Checking in. I just wanted to say Dooms, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Just been hanging out at home. I haven't been going out much just because, whatever's going on, man. People should be staying inside. I guess people can walk and go to the park or whatever, but people shouldn't be congregating. Just like take a walk around your neighborhood and come back inside. You shouldn't be like going halfway across Vancouver to go do something and then come back.
Definitely not. And how about you, son of Ben? How you doing?
Netflix and chill. Clean up. I've done a lot of cleanup around the house. Washroom is spick and span. I changed the water for my fish. Water change.
Cleanest room in the house, right? Cleanest room in the house. Got to be the washroom.
Oh yeah. Oh that yes. Washroom and bath and room
And bedroom.
and
And
bed.
bedroom. Bedroom and washroom.
Yeah. Most
Cleanest two
important.
rooms in the house. We agree on that. What about you, dude? What's your take on this?
What do you mean?
Do you agree that the cleanest rooms in the house should be the bathroom, the washroom, and the bedroom?
Okay, yeah, because I think the washroom for sure, because it can get dirty, and a lot of people go into the washroom, so not just you, it's like everybody in the household, they all go into the washroom, right? So it's important that that room should be clean.
Yeah,
That's
yeah. So,
why I started. It's kind of embarrassing, but sit down to pee. I've started it. I've done it. I've been doing it for a long time now. It's
I didn't know where this conversation was gonna go.
No, it's
Are you the motherfucker? Are you the motherfucking puddler then?
no. The puddle's still happening ever since I sat down to pee.
Nah, there's always splash damage. That's uncanny how that happened if you stand up.
Yeah.
Well,
Well,
you're pouring water into like water, you know what I mean? There's gonna be some splashback.
exactly. But that's why sitting down, ever since sitting down, the washroom, like the edges and everything, nothing. Like no splashing, you know those little splash marks? Pee marks, nothing. So, because I clean the washroom, right? It's kind of gross. And after a while,
I
after cleaning.
clean the washroom too, and I get that. Yeah, it's gross. Like think about though. That's why every time, this is a good question though. When you go outside, we're all guys here. When you go outside and you go to the men's room, right?
Yeah.
How nasty is a fucking
Ugh.
like you gotta stand in front of a goddamn urinal or a fucking toilet.
Yeah.
Like that shit is nasty. Think about the bottom of your shoes and motherfuckers. You know, motherfucker, I'm gonna go off on an epic rant right now, because who the fuck, any motherfucker who don't take shoes off when they go back home, and you fucking walk all over your apartment or your house with your fucking outside shoes, you deserve to be slapped in the face of your goddamn shoes, the bottom of your sole. That's disgusting.
That sounds like a pet peeve of yours right there.
No. See, remember when we were kids and we watch all these sitcoms. Okay, we watch all these sitcoms and like motherfuckers would come home, they throw their bag on the floor, like their gym bag, they throw it on their couch, and then they would just pop their shoes up on the fucking coffee table.
Yeah, gross.
And it's like Seinfeld, you see these fucking people supposedly on the subway in New York fucking plopping their shoes down on their coffee table. That ain't right though.
That's gross. Yeah, now that I think about it.
See, we come from, I'm not going to name any names or any ethnic groups, but we come from groups where it is considered a sign of respect to take your shoes off when you come home or go to somebody else's house.
Yeah.
Not even
It's just custom, right? Like taking the shoes off. It's just like simple logic, man. You don't want your house to be dirty. You take off what's dirty and you take off your
No.
shoes because it's just been on the concrete, on in the dirt. You don't want to track any of that inside.
No. But I wonder, what do you think is the percentage of motherfuckers who don't take their shoes off when they come in?
I don't know. I don't know. What's the percentage of...
If you had to ballpark a number.
20%.
Okay, 20%. I would say 20% sounds about right.
And maybe it depends. People sometimes think, oh, because I have hardwood, I can like use them, take my shoes and put it or whatever.
Okay, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to take this a question further. Let's say you wear your outside shoes at home. Let's say you got a hardwood floor, right? Or you got a tile.
Okay.
But you walk around the house when you switch out of your dirty shoes or whatever, you walk around like your bedroom with slippers. Like you got slippers to wear in the house.
Okay.
Like you're never bare feet in the house. Would you say that's better than you?
So you come to your house and you switch into slippers?
Yeah, you switch into slippers, but you still have like, let's say you live in an apartment, you don't have like a mudroom area, right? Yeah. Or like a fucking rug. You just fucking stomp into your house or whatever. Or let's say you have a dog. Your dog's been everywhere. You've never wiped the dog's foot.
Yeah.
But then you wear slippers in your own home.
Okay, I think that's fine. Then you're not like making contact with the ground. I know with there's like hardwood floor, you can kind of track dirt into your house a bit further.
Yeah.
The wind and shit like that. And whatnot, you have gravel on the bottom of your shoe.
And I'll tell you something right now. Asian people in Asia, well, because where else would they be? But, you know, but Asian people in Asia, they fucking take it one step up, which I really respect. My family's like that. They have fucking washroom, dedicated slippers for, like, the kitchen and the washroom.
What's the what's the purpose of wearing slippers indoors?
I don't know. It's a custom, right? But for example, in like Southeast Asian countries, let's say you go to Thailand or Malaysia, their fucking tubs are like their washrooms. There's like a drainage ditch in the washroom floor.
Yes.
So they could literally like be taking a shower and shit, and then they wear their fucking bathroom flippers, flip-flops or bathroom slippers in there, and then they're fucking taking a shower in on the actual bathroom floor, and it's fucking lower than the actual
I get it. Yeah. Remember when?
It's clean after.
Yeah, we're in Korea. Remember Benny?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that. Their washroom floor is all one. So yeah. You finish taking a shower, but then like the entire floor is still wet, and you fucking have to go to the toilet, but now you have to put your shoes on to go in the bathroom.
Exactly,
the floor's still wet. It was kind of annoying, actually.
You know what? It sucks if the toilet is in the same section. Like, you're fucking, like, you know, like, my cousin has a place like that in Asia where you are getting water, like, your shower water and soap suds all over, like, the toilet bowl and shit like that. Yeah. But if it's separate, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, when I was in Thailand, when I was doing the training in Thailand, they had like a little indentation in the washroom. Like they had a little ledge for you to step across into the bathroom, and they had a lower area for the shower area where you could just stay there and shower. It's not really going to get on the toilet bowl and the fucking sink.
But here's the thing though. Who's cleaning up those tiles? Imagine the scrubbing. Like in between.
That is true. But then when you're when you're cleaning, like when you're done showering, you can actually give it a little once over, like just to wash a lot of this shit down.
Yeah, but viruses don't need, all they need is water, like bacteria.
That's true. Bacteria, you're right. That,
you know, the smell you get in washrooms after a while.
Yeah. The fucking mildew.
Yeah. You know, stuff like that. It's, I, for me, it would make my life more miserable. And also, I wouldn't enjoy stepping around in there.
All right.
I see what you mean.
So let me ask you guys this. Are you guys barefoot when you're at home?
Yep.
I'm barefoot.
Okay, I'm barefoot too. But most people are, I think. Most people are in a barefoot clan.
Yeah.
Right?
The foot clan?
Barefoot clan. No, this is not like some native tribe or something. Barefoot
clan is...
We're thinking Ninja Turtles clan.
You're thinking about Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Most people are barefoot, though. Some motherfuckers wear socks at home, though.
That's fine. I mean, yeah. Whatever.
I guess that people's feet are cold, so.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Would you think somebody's weird if you know those fucking shoes, those toe shoes that, like, GSP was promoting for a while?
I hate them.
Who?
Hate toe shoes.
They're called eight-toe shoes?
I hate toe shoes.
I was like, yo, everything got fucking 10 toes. How the fuck are you going 10 in those shoes?
No, man, I think they're gross. Something just about like the way the feet are and the toes are is just like off-putting to me. I don't know. It's just gross.
But there's a school of thought that says it's natural for people to fucking walk barefoot and that when we actually wear shoes, we're fucking up because of the arches.
Okay, that's true. But why don't you just wear like those scuba shoes or whatever, you know? Why the fuck do individual digits need to be like self-contained, you know what I mean?
What about toe socks? I guess you're not a fan of toe socks.
I don't know, man. My wife, she like goes running at this running club, and you know how there's like those hobo gloves that are like fingers cut out.
Yeah, those fucking like
she has those for her motherfucking feet, and it's fucking gross. Fucking hate it when she's putting them on. I have to leave the room.
The little hole. So the toes actually come out.
Yeah, the toes are open and they're out. I don't know if the fucking devil made that kind of shit, man. I don't know, man. To fucking
oh shit,
lives.
Some wizard. Fuck. That's all right. So that's not bad though. We're talking about cleanliness.
Yeah.
Fuck. Talk about, but you, this is good.
You are a bit of a germaphobe, though.
I'm a huge germaphobe, and this is a topic of cleanliness. You know what? This episode, we should actually talk about cleanliness.
All right. Okay.
Because this is such a huge topic. Like, we're all pretty clean people, all three of us.
Okay. I agree.
What is the number one dirty pet peeve that you just can't stand? Like who, no matter, like, let's say this person's like a fucking, like, your idol, or like a some elder in your family, fucking, you're supposed to respect, or someone like did this and you just can't stand it, you gotta fucking speak out. Or this is like your fucking boss at work, and then this guy's sitting in front of you and you don't want to fucking make an ass out of the guy, but you just gotta call him out on it. What's one thing you can't stand?
I hate
dirtiness.
I hate crusty, like, dead skin on feet, like the heels and stuff like that. Oh, man.
Oh,
for me, that's just, like, disgusting. I don't know what it is. And then some people some people have, like, thick, dead skin, and it's, like, cracking, and it's just fucking gross. Oh, my God. I see some of the worst sometimes. It's just, oh, my God. It's just nasty. And then some people's feet are like infected and stuff from the cracks because they're not like taking care of their feet. And then they're just getting infections, and it's just nasty, man. The feet is probably disgusting because we just wear them in shoes all the time, you know? So like bacteria, that's just a great place for bacteria if your feet are sweaty and warm. So blah.
Definitely no foot fetish here. We're detecting a non foot fetish.
Hell no, I ain't no Quentin Tarantino. Fuck all that, man.
all those foot job videos. I have no idea why people get off. Why do you want your fucking dick inside, like, sandwiched between someone's feet? I don't get it. Man. But all right, son of Ben, what's your big? I know you're a super clean guy too, because myself and son of Ben, usually a lot of times we bunk when we used to go on trips. And we're both super fucking clean.
You guys used to bunk together quite often when you guys did go together on trips.
Yeah. We always used to bunk together because we're pretty fucking clean. Because
we respect each other's decisions.
We're the first ones back in the hotel. And we're always the last ones to leave.
Yes, exactly. Honestly.
Motherfuckers going out for breakfast like 10 minutes after they wake up. We gotta fucking spend like half an hour getting ready.
Yeah. Well, the way I see it is you're on vacation or you're relaxing. Why stress and put so much pressure on yourself? I already do that every day. Vacation is an excuse to just let loose, right? Just relax and take.
We do have a mutual friend that gets very upset when we don't get to the restaurant on time.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do.
That motherfucker. The food has to be there. We have to get out of there at a certain time.
Well, yeah. That's why a lot of times I just stay.
In their mind, they have their day scheduled. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's true. I can respect that too.
Yeah.
And we also have another mutual friend who will be on our show very soon, Sid, who would wake up extra early and listen to music at the foot of your bed.
And stare at me.
Yeah. And then we, son of Ben and myself, we did not realize he was there for like a good hour until one of us moved. And he was just there listening to music with his feet on at the end of the bed, propped up.
Hilarious.
With his bare toes, looking at him.
That guy has like hobbit feet too, so that's probably the grossest shit ever.
Yeah. He's got some fucking some hobbit, definitely some hobbit feet, some hair coming out of it. But some Bilbo Baggins feet. But
Sasquatch in it.
All right. So cleanliness. My biggest pet peeve is I got a lot of pet peeves when it comes to cleanliness, as you guys know. But my biggest thing is motherfuckers not washing their hands before they eat. And especially if we're sharing food.
You don't share food.
Like if I know that let's say motherfuckers playing frisbee. Like let's say we're throwing frisbee around or throwing a football around and that motherfucker comes and be like, can I have some chips?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
you're asking to
why the fuck you gonna reach in my bag of chips?
You're asking to get coronavirus if that's a motherfucker that's about to eat your food. Cause he just
Yes, right now. But even then, even without this bullshit going around, like it's fucking insanity.
Yeah. And you know what?
It ain't right.
When you're playing with the football, it's like touching the ground, it's covered in dirt, and their hands are like black after they're done playing. And like I understand if they're gonna reach into your bag of chips and like rub off all their dirt, you don't know if it landed like where dog shit was like 2 minutes ago, fuck.
Yeah. You never know. But you know what? Some people are like, yo, that builds up immunity. So I could be wrong.
That doesn't mean you fucking lick a dog shit. Like, okay, immunity. Fuck, you don't do something stupid.
Okay, I got a question, though. If somebody actually licked dog shit, just lick the surface, do you think they're going to get horribly sick?
Depends. If they have, like, something like E. coli and it's in their, like, GI tract and it's covered it. It covers the shit. That's why people don't eat shit. We get sick and shit.
Fucking rabbits eat their own shit, though.
Rabbits?
That should be a new insult. You fucking rabbit. Fucking eat your shit. You shitty.
Huh? They're a pest in Richmond.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why there's so many rabbits. Those fucking shit eaters. They're cute, though. They're cute.
Why do you have to put down rabbits? Like, they're the new fucking worst swear word, but then all of a sudden you're like, oh, they're cute, though.
No. It's like, you know, when you fucking talk some shit and you go, oh, nice guy, though. We talk. I'm like, fuck this guy. This guy's a cunt. Oh, nice guy. He's a nice guy. But fucking okay, so we're talking about cleanliness. On another topic of cleanliness, which one of you guys, like, I don't know if you guys ever have, I've never seen this when we're on trips, and I had to do this once because I had, you know, a mutual friend of ours banging down the stall because I had to use a fucking public bathroom. I fucking lost a piece of it. So I will hold it in as long as I can to not go outside. Like, if I have to do a number two, I can't go.
What?
Because I don't trust
public bathroom. Out in the forest kind of styles or, like, out in a 7-Eleven? You don't like going to 7-Eleven?
Okay. That's a great question because that's a segue. And I'm going to direct this question first to son of Ben in this Would you rather take a dump in the woods if you really had to, or would you rather take a dump in like a public washroom, like a mall bath?
Do I have a chance of getting caught?
You let's just say you don't get caught.
Do I have toilet paper?
yeah, you have toilet paper. You don't have to wipe it with a fucking twig.
If those conditions were met, then I'd do it outside. Less piss around, less shit around. It's just cleaner.
Yeah.
And you get fresh air too.
I agree. You know what? There was one time I went to Spanish Banks, and it is a beach, and I don't know why I started laughing for no reason, but it's the name of a beach, and then I could not stand to use the outdoor porta potties, so I fucking ran into a nearby woods. I had to do it. I was never caught. Nobody can prove I was there, but I confess.
It's probably still there.
And then motherfuckers were walking down the trail.
That's fucking nasty.
And I had to fucking duck behind another bush, get into a thicker thicket.
Bushwhacking.
but dude, what about you? What about you? In terms of cleanliness, if you wouldn't get caught.
I need water after I take a poo. Like a bidet kind of thing.
Okay. I wouldn't mind, you know, apparently bidet toilets are taking a huge hit right now, the industry.
Why are they taking a hit?
Because motherfuckers buying toilet paper, they ain't using their bidet.
What the fuck? Are you kidding me?
I read this article. They said the bidet industry is taking a hit from the coronavirus.
Because people are buying toilet
paper. No, because if you're hoarding toilet paper, you're going to want to end up using it eventually. So they start, the people who regularly use bidet is like, yo, I got fucking 10 cartons of fucking toilet paper. I'm going to start using toilet paper instead of using my...
But that defeats the purpose of stocking up on toilet paper if you're just going to use more of it.
Not true, but that's the article that I read.
What's scary to me is the fact that they're not using toilet paper first and then going on the...
Yeah, so I wipe... It's kind of like... Yeah, you wipe the majority of the shit away and then you clean it with the water and then you like pat yourself dry and then you're done.
But for me, I hop in the shower.
Okay. Same shit, I guess.
This is some graphic ass shit, man. We're having a graphic ass conversation.
You have to. People have to learn how to clean themselves.
You know what? This is a very interesting show. This segues into a very interesting show, which I might start watching today. On Netflix, it's like 100 questions. You guys see that shit?
No.
Not interested.
They're asking people like how you take a shit, how do you hang your toilet paper? They ask 100 different people.
I think questions like that are important. You know, I know people are embarrassed answering that, but how else would you find out what's the best way?
You don't want to hear a story. I'm not going to try to throw... There's somebody I know, a relative. I ain't going to say what type of relative or gender. This guy, the story about this guy was he used to sit. He didn't know, right? Because nobody sees when you go and take a shit. Yeah. This guy was sitting on the toilet bowl backwards so he could read his book. He got his elbow propped up on the fucking tank.
So he's
taking a
shit. Slatering it on the fucking toilet.
Yep. So he's like, he could, you know, you could even fucking put your Game Boy there, whatnot. And you could fucking sit there, fucking take a shit, play your Game Boy, rest your hand on the fucking tank.
And take a little bit of
more. Yeah, he didn't know. Somebody walked in on him. Somebody walked in on him and they realized, like, yo, motherfucker, why are you sitting like that?
That's so funny.
Yeah. He didn't know, right? Because he goes in there, he does his thing. No,
but hold on. His parents would sit like that too. Like, you learn from your parents.
No, I never taught him. He just went in there and fucking did his thing. And when he came out, it is what it is.
What the fuck? I was in a country that didn't have toilets when he was younger. And then he came here and he's like, fuck, okay, I'm going to like sit backwards. Like, didn't he watch TV?
Yeah, no. But he was squatting back in the day. Dude was squatting hard.
Did he do it on purpose?
He's of an older generation.
But I don't know. I feel like he was. He doesn't watch TV.
Yeah, I don't know, but back then they didn't have TV. He was older, right? So he probably squatted on the squatting toilet backwards.
He probably just likes to have a desk in front of him.
Yo, I'm feeling gross as fucking talking about this right now. Massive. Don't remind me about these fucking squatting toilets. Ah. All right, all right. Huh?
I've never used one.
Fuck, be grateful, my friend. Be grateful, man. Yeah, I mean, you get a quad workout, but it ain't fun.
Well, they don't have it here, though, right?
Yeah, fuck no, man. That's fucking barbaric, man. I don't know why you want to do that shit. Apparently, it's better for your bowel.
Yep, it is.
And you're fucking getting a squatting workout, but fuck, man. Apparently, women do that all the time when they're in public washroom.
No, they, like, hover over the toilet, don't they?
Yeah, but they got to squat over it. Oh, they got their feet on, they got their feet planted on the ground.
It's not the same squatting position.
I thought they all sumo squatting in the toilet. It's like they all looking like Spider-Man. You know that Spider-Man pose when he's about to, they all looking like Spider-Man with their legs like that and their knees out and their fucking arms against the fucking the stall fucking wall. You know exactly what I'm talking about now. That's how you know. Exactly. Oh fuck, motherfucking Spider-Man shit. That's what I thought they did, fucking Spider-Man shits. Oh god, that's too funny. That's ridiculous. All right, all right.
What do you
they have?
When you're for by yourself,
huh?
What do you think about when you're by yourself?
In the washroom.
Weird shit. Do you think about when you're by yourself? I know you don't. You're not telling us everything that you think about when you're on your podcast, but.
Who, me?
Yeah, you. Did you think about the most fucked up shit, like Spider-Man on the toilet and that?
I just think about weird shit, man. Like I think about when I see something, I'm like, yo, what else could this be? That's what my mind is. You know what I mean? That's why like I come up with some weird shit because I see something and I'm like, yo, what else does this remind me of? Like my brain just goes there.
And you always mention like, oh Mo, that guy looks like this guy.
Okay. Yeah. I always do. Like, I always, like, when I see someone, I'm like, yo, this motherfucker look like this guy. Because I'm always trying, my brain just works that way.
Judgmental fuck.
Hey, no, I'm not. I'm just saying, I just see something and my brain thinks,
does that,
I'm telling you, we had a conversation. We were like my brain would, like, if I was in high school, elementary school, like, and if they had the kind of mental health stuff they had now, like, I would have, like, ADHD or ADD.
Yeah. But do you think helps you remember things?
It helps me remember things, but it also, like, there's so many things going on in my head sometimes that I don't remember. But it helps me remember, like, these obscure facts.
Okay.
Yeah, like, so my brain's a bit of a mess sometimes, but... It is what it is.
Sometimes, fuck.
Maybe like most of the time. but
you, you're unable to concentrate on one thing.
I don't know. I can't. You've had conversations with me.
Yeah, I can't. I can't have conversations with
you. Where I'd say something because my mind's already on the next thing, and then you're like, "What? What the fuck did you just say?"
Yep. You have no patience. You just want to say what you got to say. Bastard.
And I'm on to the next topic.
Yeah, exactly. Before I can come up with an answer.
I just gotta get it out there.
It's just like every time. Just like the podcast, man. We go in random ass directions all the time.
Yeah. We're talking about cleanliness though. Yeah. We're still talking about cleanliness. I'm trying to keep you guys on track. So any other cleanliness questions before we fucking take a breather here? Well, breather in terms of like I'm gonna fucking call you guys back, but any other
point? Remind people hand washing is super important.
Yeah,
you don't have to. Do dude,
that come up, give them the read them the fucking riot act right now.
Oh, but the guidelines that they gave us is like 20 seconds of hand washing, or if you have hand sani, that's good too. But generally in the hospital, I think they usually say that. Alcohol is better than hand washing because people generally don't wash their hands correctly. But if you're washing your hands correctly, then hand wash is better than using the hand sanitizer.
Okay.
Yeah. And with the hand sanitizer, it needs to be 60% of the isopropyl, whatever that they use, whatever alcohol that they use in it.
So, like, fucking, like, people who, like, let's say if you're in a pinch, can you douse, like, vodka on your hands?
I don't know. Whatever proof it is, right? There has to be that certain concentration.
It's only 40%.
Yeah, then
it's not going to kill it, right?
Some viruses are really like sensitive, so it might work on coronavirus, but I don't know. I obviously didn't read up on any studies about
it. Just set it on fire after, and you're guaranteed to kill any germs.
That's cool. You're better off if you're better off buying just a bottle of rubbing alcohol. It's cheaper than vodka.
That's true.
We're not talking about
that. But they're all sold out now, apparently.
Rubbing alcohol too?
Yeah, motherfuckers are cleaning a house. Like it started out with like the masks, and then it started out with the masks, and then it became the fucking wet wipes and the Lysol.
Yeah.
You can't even find it now online.
I don't get it though. How often are these people aren't even fucking using it? Because I see nobody using hand sanitizer when I'm out. Nobody's using it. So where is all that shit that people are buying?
I don't know. They're just waiting for fucking shit to hit the fan, but it is already hit the fan.
Why don't you just fucking prevent it now before it gets worse? Like, that's the dumb shit people are fucking doing. I don't get it.
So your recommendation, based on the medical knowledge that you get from this mutual friend of ours who works in the medical industry, if you were to go out right now and if you have face masks and fucking gloves, would you recommend people wearing it to go out to go like grocery shop?
Face masks are only beneficial if you're not touching your mask when you're out wearing it. And you're using the proper protocols of taking things on and putting things on and taking things off. Otherwise, there's no point because you've contaminated your gloves, contaminated your mask, contaminate your hands, and you're just touching all this other bullshit in the store, and you're touching your face, and you're spreading the germ all over yourself. So at that point, what's the point of having the masks or the gloves? You might as well go barehanded and just like have proper hand washing.
Right. Good point.
Yeah, but that's not taking note that all the shit that you buy might. Somebody might have coughed all over it or whatever, right?
Did you know that in our city, which will remain unnamed, even though all our loyal listeners are probably from this city, but some motherfuckers, the transit police was trying to arrest or whatever, detain this unruly guy. I just saw this news today.
Okay.
And this motherfucker coughed on them on purpose.
Oh, shit.
How the
fuck? He should have got boots to the face. That's that guy.
Yeah. Straight fucking beat down.
Yeah.
Well, charge the guy with battery.
I feel like cops should be wearing masks.
They should be.
Yeah.
And all the stuff like we live in an area where there's a large homeless kind of density area, and then they're trying to clear that whole area, and God bless the people who are fucking trying to help those people, because that's a fucking shit show right there.
Yeah, it's a fucked up situation waiting to happen if people there start getting coronavirus.
Because they're going to spread like wildfire. Yeah,
and then those are the type of people to come into the hospital and like leave part way. So you have someone that has coronavirus that's going to leave because they go AMA. You technically can't hold a person in the hospital against their will. I don't know if the rules are going to change just because it's like a unique situation, but that's how it is. And these people go out for smokes and whatnot. They're going to contaminate the whole hospital. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what they're going to do when it comes to those kind of patients with coronavirus.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's nuts. That's nuts that in hospitals, you can't hold somebody there against their will.
Unless they're certified and they're like, can't make decisions for themselves. You can't. You can't do anything, actually.
But a lot of these guys have mental health issues. That's why they're out there in the first.
Yeah, you're right. They do. They're not in any position to receive the help because of the decisions that they make, right? Yeah, I know some of those decisions might not be their fault because of the whatever their situation is or whatever the way their brain works, but that's a decision they make.
What's going on there, son of Ben? I feel like you're moving right now.
I'm what?
It's like you're moving a house. What's going on? You're packing things.
No, I'm not. I'm sitting here.
Oh, okay. There's some shuffling going around.
Maybe it's Dea?
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ. See what happens when you go off topic?
Shit. We're still talking about cleanliness, and it's like important stuff.
All right. We're on cleanliness. I'm going to go on a break right now, and I'm going to call you guys right back because the next topic is going to be happy, happy, fun times because there's some serious shit we're talking about. But once again, we got to keep shouting out. And this is going to say once again, but we did this fucking three times. So this is going to be, you're going to hear this for the first time, but we're going to shout out to all our first responders, our medical personnel on the front line. If you know anybody who's out there still going to work, still taking care of people, all those people getting paid $15 an hour to fucking pack our groceries or fucking deliver our fucking Uber Eats or whatever, all that shit, shout out to all these people.
Yeah, they're doing big things, helping people and helping the elderly that need the help. So it's pretty dope.
Yeah. Shout out to them all. And I will call you guys right back because after the break, we are sitting at home and we're probably all going to gain a few extra pounds and we're going to talk about junk food and our best selections for junk. Yeah,
I like that.
All right. I'll call you guys right back. Peace.
Shit, I thought I was going to get 5 minutes, so I could take a piss.
Oh, shit, go ahead. Go do that. I'll wait.
Where's the son of Ben?
I don't know. Just go, and I'm going to entertain the audience with random things.
All right,
so I'm doing it solo right now. I don't know where son of Ben went. He probably taking a piss as well. I guess it wasn't communicated that this was going to be an actual break. But this is the shoe man right here, and it's kind of weird having these guys there, but having to fill up this time slot right now. So we're going to talk about what's happening now. Is we are going to talk about junk food, and I'm sure y'all eating your junk food right now. A lot of people like eating things they wouldn't otherwise have been eating. Just saying, I ain't ordering from McDonald's or anything like that, or someone like, you know, Wendy's, because apparently I don't think they're paying their employees like sick leave. So like people who are sick, they feel like they're obligated to get back into work, right? They feel like they're obligated to be like, hey, you know what, like, if you got family to feed, if you ain't got money coming in, you're going to risk your life and perhaps the lives of others getting back in there. So he's supposedly been coming under fire for doing all of this shit. Like, how the fuck you make millions and billions of dollars and you're not giving your employees paid sick leave, right? So I'm not going to go and support them right now. Honestly, dangerous. Hey, son of Ben, you're here.
Yeah, no, Anchor never gave me a notification.
Okay, well, you're here, and then Dooms is just taking a quick pee break.
Oh, nice. Who was talking to you then?
No, I'm just doing a solo thing. I just like started talking about like how, like, you know how like McDonald's and like Amazon, they're not paying their employees sick leave.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So that's, you know, like, I McDonald's is my go-to junk food, but I'm not gonna trust an order from McDonald's right now.
Yeah, it's weird times, that's for sure. We've never gone through this, right?
Yeah, never. Like, no one ever. Like, I mean, even our parents, our grandparents, you know, and for those of us fortunate to have them around, like, they've never seen anything like this. Mm-hmm.
Well, unless you're from maybe Africa with Ebola most recently.
Oh, God, yeah. But that's horrendous. That's also different, right? Like, I mean, we're just... Yeah, shit, man. Like, it's nobody's seen anything like this. I don't know how, like, you guys, we were talking about, like, all those, like, people watching, like, Contagion and shit like that, or, like, fucking, outbreak. Like, I don't know how people can watch that shit right now. It's scary.
Well, some people are curious people, right? They want to know. I mean, I think they're fairly accurate. I'm not sure though. I'm not a
hello
scientist.
Where's Doom?
I'm back.
Okay. I thought that was it. Okay. So we're gonna jump ahead. We were just talking a little bit about fucking Contagion and movies like that and shit, but like, we will talk about brighter things and get our minds off Corona, because we are doing, we're doing our civic duty trying to entertain you guys, our what, like, you know, 10 fans out there, trying to keep you guys sane and entertained throughout this process. So today we're going to talk about junk food, and we're going to talk about our favorite junk food, but we should do it in like a draft format. We got to, it's always fun when we do a draft, dudes.
Yeah.
And Son of Ben is in on this draft, and we have to lay down the ground rules of this draft. You guys ready to hear it?
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got to draft food items, but there's different draft orders. So for example, for one category, I will draft first. For another category, you will draft, you know, we go like 1, 2, and 3. So if I draft first, the next category, I might draft second. Third category, I might draft third. We did this with the WWE with Doom's brother. So we did was it suit? It was suit. Right?
It was what? Suit?
What?
Don't worry about it. I'll tell you later. You understand why I said that. But we did it for the wrestling episode, right, dude?
Oh, yeah. Suck is my brother's nickname.
No, man, we made a fake name for him. It's suit. That's why I can't say suit.
Well, you're confusing everybody, man. I can't remember that far back on the podcast.
It's fine. So it's suit. All right. So for the draft, our categories are favorite. Categories is favorite chips.
Yeah. All right. Favorite chips. All right.
Second category is favorite candy or something sweet. Could be chocolate.
All right.
Third category is favorite cold, like a ice or frozen type product.
Yeah.
Like a dessert, like a frozen dessert.
Okay.
Fourth category is favorite fast food chain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got to do a public service announcement. I'm all about being fit and healthy, and I know both of you guys are as well.
Yeah.
Don't eat this shit frequently, but I got to say, they're fucking, you can't stay away from them, because you got to have them once in a while. Otherwise, you'll lose your shit. So fourth category is favorite fast food franchise. And then the last category would be like favorite junk food appy.
Favorite junk food appy? Wings
or like nachos or like fucking.
I got it.
Yeah. And then we're going to have a bonus category, because I just thought about it. Is favorite like street food? Like fair P&E type food.
I get it.
All right.
Okay.
So first round, because Dooms and I have been doing this in as a pair for a while, but we're a trio now with Son of Ben. So Son of Ben, you are the honorary person to pick first, since you are now in the fold. So the first category is favorite chips. You go with the flavor, like maybe like you want like ranch or you want sour cream, okay. Fucking whatever. if you pick something, nobody else can pick it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
First one is sour cream and onion.
All right. Okay. Okay. Yeah, and then you're going to go next.
But do you have a certain brand that you like?
Yeah. That's good. Ask.
Ruffles.
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 Oh, you like them rich? You like the ribbed chips.
I do. For my mouth's pleasure.
So it's for your and her pleasure?
For my pleasure.
You like the feeling of those ribs on your taste buds.
Hell.
So Ruffles and then Dunes, what you got?
I would have to say I don't know, man. I'm pretty simple when it comes to chips, so I would go with Doritos Nachos.
Second hey, favorite. Flavor.
Yeah, nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese, just like regular cheese flavor.
Yeah, regular nacho cheese, man.
Have you guys ever had that sweet, bold, chili heat, whatever?
Yeah, it's like okay.
The black bag, so good.
Yeah, I had those. Those are actually damn spicy. But it's kind of, it's nice in a way.
They're deadly, though. They're really nice.
Yeah.
I gotta say, no other jalapeno chips are as good as the fucking Doritos jalapeno.
Okay. I have to check those out, then.
But okay, I'm gonna go for my fucking chips brand. I gotta go with the kettle chips.
Which flavor?
They're just called kettle cooked. You know, like those, like they're all different colors bags. Yes, the whole bag is that color.
Yes,
kind of salty.
And then I'm gonna go New York cheddar.
New York cheddar. Okay.
It's a yellow bag. So good. The best chips you can have.
Yeah, it's good. I like Jeez. It.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta go with that.
Have you tried their honey Dijon? It's delicious.
No.
It's
delicious. Is it good?
Yeah, it's so good.
What about the avocado oil with the Himalayan sea salt?
It's okay. I've tried it. I think I've tried like a couple of pieces from Sister, and it's just okay. Just a regular chip.
It's trying to make you think it's fucking healthy, but it's actually fucking not.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You guys ever seen those Vidges chips?
Midges?
Vidges, you know that.
Oh yeah, I know. No, I've never tried Vidges chips. Are they good?
They're okay. It was a curry flavor or something like that.
Vidges has chips.
Vidge has chips. It was like some sort of I forget what company it was, but he just had his brand chips.
Oh okay, interesting. Never tried it.
I'll look for it. I'll look for it when I'm out doing the next grocery run. All
right.
Okay. Next one.
Next category is fucking chocolate bar or candy. And Dooms, you gotta go first.
Any kind of candy?
Any kind of candy.
I'm fucking oh buddy, man. What the fuck is wrong?
Oh, is that your podcast?
Yeah.
Yo, that's suit. That's suit.
Try to look for a wine glass.
The buddy, they're underneath there, man. This motherfucker is everything you need in life.
That was suit. That was suit.
He's up top. He's doing good. Well. I don't know why the fuck he's down here.
I just wanted a drink.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that you were playing this game for the past how many hours since the morning.
No. It was off. I just turned it on to turn off the system.
Yeah.
All right. What else is there to do?
My dog's outside my door. All right.
Candy. I'd have to go with a chocolate, though. I'd go with Butterfinger. I don't know. I'm just in the mood for Butterfinger right now.
Damn, this gonna be a deadly episode. We gotta make grocery runs right after.
I don't know. I just like chocolate and peanut butter, and then Butterfinger is kind of like a peanut butter toffee kind of deal.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So I'm gonna draft now, and then Son of Ben's last, and I draft first, and so on and so forth. Right.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go. With candy, I've been eating a shit ton of this. I feel kind of bad about it, though. Because one time I went to buy this. This was before all this Corona shit went down. Like a month ago. And I went and bought those Haribo. You know those Haribo candies?
Yeah.
No, I
went. But they're fucking sour ones. And I went there, and this kid, like maybe like 20-year-old kid, he took that bag off and he looked at the amount of sugar in it, and he's like 40 grams of sugar. Fuck that shit. And then he put that bag back, and I felt so bad because I'm fucking putting away that sugar. But but I will take the Haribo fucking sour-tastic fucking like sour worms. They're all fucking bunched together like Coke candy. I love that like fucking sour candy.
So, yeah. Like the Haribo ones, are you talking about? It's like the Coke that has like the chocolate. I mean, sorry, you know, the Coke that has the.
No, no, sour keys. I take the sour keys, man.
Okay.
Haribo
is like a sour.
I didn't know Haribo made sour keys. I thought they made the
Coke candies.
Yeah.
No, the Coke, they throw the Coke candies in with the sour keys.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of Haribo. It's so tough to chew.
It is tough to chew. It's very tough to chew.
Yeah. For me, it's fruit gummies. Any gummy bears or whatever, as long as it's fruit flavored, I love it.
Huh. All right. So kind of like mine, but minus the sour.
Yeah.
Okay. Gummy bears are good, man. Gummy bears are fucking dope.
Not just gummy bears, but gummies.
What about jelly? Would you consider that?
What?
Jelly bean.
Jelly bean?
Would a jelly bean be in that same category?
Yeah, I would say so.
It's a distant relative. Shout out to Nas and Damian Marley with their album, Distant Relatives. Yo, I can hear him.
If he goes on his phone, do you have an anchor on your phone?
We can't add him right now. We can't add him right. Actually, we might be able to. Hold on.
He's just gonna be in the background laughing. So
okay.
You got an audience.
Okay. We got live studio audience of one.
Yeah.
Oh shit. We thank you for your support. I'm gonna draft the third one. The third category is frozen fucking desserts, like frozen junk food.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go. Fucking ice cream sandwiches.
Which ones?
Look, I don't know that brand. I think it might just be like a fucking standard fucking superstore grocery brand, but it's like a no. I could take the no name one. Like the no name ones are good enough.
Okay.
Just any ice cream sandwiches, like Klondike bar, shit like that. That's fine.
They're all made the same, though. There's some that are better than others.
Dude, you remember?
Yeah, bro. That's how those Diddy bars are. He's like, my brother's showing me those Ravellos or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're so nice. Those are so
good. If you go to
yesterday from the Safeway, you walked his left.
You had to beat up an old woman for a box of those yesterday.
Oh, shit. It's like that Seinfeld episode, The Marble Rye, when Jerry had to fucking rob that lady. Took the last one, had to knock her out to get it. Fuck. All right, the next one is Son of Ben. You got a draft.
You guys remember Purdy's? How they had the chocolate covered Ravellos, basically, with the nuts outside, dipped in nuts, peanuts.
They're chocolate bars. They call it their chocolate bars.
Yeah. The ice cream ones, right?
Yeah. Oh my God. They're so good.
So good. You know how they have the cupcake thing at the bottom to catch the falling peanuts?
Yeah. Oh, damn. That's a presentation right there.
You said nuts like fucking three times in the last 10 seconds.
I fucking love nuts. You got a problem with that?
These nuts.
Love it. Salty. Yeah, that's my all-time favorite. It's delicious. You guys, whoever doesn't know what I'm talking about, just go to Purdy's in Canada and try it. Delicious.
They sell it in store, right?
Yeah.
They make it for you, like, one day.
And if you buy a lot, you can get, like, that little punch card. And
I haven't had that in a long time, though.
If you eat 10 of them, you get a free one.
You don't 10 at once.
Try to eat tailbone with one sitting, fucking get a free one.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. All right. The third, Dooms are drafting third.
Yeah, which, what?
Cold desserts?
What is it now? Oh, cold desserts. Okay.
Cold desserts.
I'm an ice cream guy, so I'll go with, I like Ernest ice cream. If you
oh, shit. Before. It's another local, fucking artisanal fucking ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking artisanal, yeah, yo.
Caramel, man, so good.
Salted caramel is always good. You can't go wrong with salted caramel, anything.
Their Earl Grey is delicious, too.
Who the fuck came up with salted caramel? Like, who would think that salty shit would work good with sweet shit?
I don't know.
Yin and yang?
So damn good.
Some white guy sitting in his basement probably is thinking about that. Came up with it. But, all right. Moving so on. We got three categories, right? We got to sneak in another category because I just thought about it. We have to go drinks, non-alcoholic beverage, but junk food beverage. Could be soda, could be pop, could be whatever.
Soda and pop are the same thing.
What? You know what I meant, man. That's what I was trying to say.
It's for our American listeners, eh?
Got to shout out all those south of the border was a fucking bullshit fucking dickhead for president. All right. Who's big? Son of Ben, you're drafting first. Drinks.
Drinks. You can't beat nice cold Coca-Cola. Honestly,
that's in the summertime, good.
It's just delicious. So crisp and refreshing.
Can you drink a whole can of Coke in one go?
No.
Out of the cooler. Have you ever done that before? Like fucking straight up chugged one.
Never. I don't think I can. It hurts too much.
Shit, eh?
Yeah.
I did it before when I was a kid. I set a record. Why are you laughing?
Well, I remember back in elementary school, we made a kid chug a half a bottle of 2 liter Coke. Dooms, do you remember? Were you there?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And turns out he's a diabetic.
I know. He's
We forced a diabetic to chug pretty much a liter of Coca-Cola.
Yeah, it was so stupid.
So stupid.
But you know what? Kids are dumb. Remember in the wrestling episode, we talked about fucking kids stone cold drive fucking power driver and people.
Yeah, man.
Kids don't know that.
Breaking each other's necks, trying to do some bullshit.
Jesus. Okay, who's next?
Dooms, you're next.
Which one are we on now?
You're doing the drinks.
Drinks, huh? Like a soft drink, right?
Any.
Yeah, it could be any. You can do a soft drink, you can do whatever.
I think I know what he's going to pick.
I like iced teas.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
So I'll go with iced tea.
What do you think he was going to pick?
Milkshake.
I like milkshakes too. Fuck, I didn't think about that. Shit.
Yeah.
You can reverse your decision. You can reverse.
Then I reverse my decision. I love milkshakes, man.
Okay. You're going to take the milkshake?
Because I love ice cream, right?
So yeah.
It's like some ice cream. So.
Fuck. You took what I wanted.
Then the kid Day has always been talking about milkshakes.
Yeah, man.
You mean Dooms?
Oh, fuck. Sorry.
It's all good, man. Fuck it, man. I don't really give a shit.
You're talking about his cousin.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Round one.
All right, so... Milkshake, you took Dooms. This is what happens sometimes because other people take what you have and I can't use it. I would have said Milkshake, too. And I like my good old-fashioned...
You're cutting out, homie. I couldn't hear you.
Can't hear anything.
I can hear you, Ben.
Now's the chance to talk over Schumann.
He's a bitch, eh?
Yeah, look at him. He's scared. He doesn't know what to say.
He's not.
Hey, Schumann. Hello?
Who back to you?
Huh?
Yeah, am I getting some technical difficulties? I wonder if it's still recording.
Hey, Schumann, I heard.
Yeah, I think he's disconnected.
Is he?
Yeah, because it's a recording off his phone, so I'm pretty sure it's not recording.
Yo, fuck, man, they cut out. I don't know what's going on. We might have lost all that fucking data.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what happened. Fucking technical difficulties. Where's son of Ben? If I see that the thing is processing, then I'll know. Fuck, I don't know what happened. It just stopped. I hope it okay, hold on.
It should still save what we've done before.
Yeah, it would have saved what we've done. Where's son of Ben? What the fuck is he?
He should be here.
Where is he?
Did he accept? No, he's not.
He should. He didn't get his notification.
Hey, there he is.
Hello, hello. Schumann, where are you now?
Yo, you guys there?
Yep. Yeah.
Yo, shit, man. That shit fucked up. So we're down to picking Milkshake. So just a recap with the drinks. Son of Ben, you picked Coca-Cola. Dooms, you picked Milkshake. And I was going to pick Milkshake, but I got to rep my Asian card. I'm going to go with fucking bubble tea now that Milkshake.
What's your favorite type of bubble tea?
You know what? This is going to sound very strange because not a lot, but I love if you've ever like had like those Asian, it's like Asian people is just made by a Japanese, but it's a Japanese pudding. And they put like caramel and like fucking syrup on the bottom and it's like egg pudding on top. Oh, and they take that, it's pudding milk tea. So they make the fucking, they actually make the pudding and they put it inside the milk tea.
Oh, damn, man. That sounds pretty amazing.
Yeah. And then they use black, brown sugar they use brown sugar for the thing. So it's actually like pretty fucking dope.
What about
Taro? What's going on? What? You know, hey, who's typing on their phone right now?
Oh, sorry.
you guys can hear that? We can hear you fucking tapping away on the keyboard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But okay. So I got the bubble tea. I can't have Taro, man. Taro's disgusting. I can't have any purple top food.
Why?
Really?
Minus grapes. With the exception of grapes, I can't eat anything purple.
What?
Yeah.
Why is purple disgusting to you?
It grosses me out, man. Like, I can't have taro. I can't have fucking eggplant. I can't have it.
Just why? Because it's purple?
Yeah, that's... when I see something purple, I just can't eat it. I just look at it, and I feel sick.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. True story.
Did Barney rape you as a kid?
Did who? Barney? Fuck that guy. No, that didn't happen, but that fucking... He seemed like a nice guy, though, Barney. But, okay. We got the drinks category down. I think we got to do one more because there's going to be too much So the last category is favorite fast food restaurant.
My fave.
But Dooms is drafting first this time.
Yeah, no problem.
Fast food, huh? I have to go with A&W.
Damn it.
A&W, man.
That's what you were going to say?
Yeah.
All right. Why A&W?
For me, it just seems like a higher level of takeout food. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Their meat, they do. Their ingredients are fresher.
Yeah.
What is your favorite thing on their menu?
I just get the. It doesn't matter, man. You can't go wrong with any of their burgers, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't. Anyone will do, but you don't have a favorite burger?
No.
Shit, man. I gotta roll with a chubby chicken burger.
Yeah.
You like the chubbies?
No, y'all know I got a chubby chicken in my pants.
No. No, all the way along. No. Yeah.
All right. So,
you got A&W
is off the board. Now I'm picking. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go with the OG. I have to go with it. So I gotta go with the Golden Arches. I gotta go McDonald's all the way.
Mm.
For me, this is an easy pick because you know the McDonald's fries are the best fries. I don't know any other fries that are better. And chicken nuggets. They're chicken nuggets. They're probably not real meat, but I love them.
Yeah. I mean, McDonald's is a safe bet.
No, it's for me, I would take McDonald's over pretty much any other type of food if it did not give me any fucking ill side effects.
Wow. What's your favorite burger?
I would take McDonald's over fucking, you know, Cactus Club, White Spot, fucking Boston Pizza. I would take it over anything, sushi. If it wasn't unhealthy, I would be eating McDonald's every day.
Really?
I love it that much.
Wow.
And I love the fucking caramel fudge sundaes. I love their sundaes. I pretty much love everything they have on their menu. I love the fucking McCain's fucking apple pie that they throw in sometimes. Like, I gotta. McDonald's is a complete package. They got everything that I want. But they dirty.
McDonald's, you know what? It's. As a kid, you grew up eating McDonald's, right? So it's comfort food.
Yeah. It's so good. Like some of my best memories are involved McDonald's somewhere in that picture. So
yeah. I agree.
Yeah. So for me, I gotta go with McDonald's. So now, son of Ben, you're left with the last pick.
Okay. Let's see. I would have to say, does White Spot count?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if White Spot. Yeah, I go with Triple O's though. Triple O's counts.
Yeah. Triple O's. Yes. It's pretty much the same menu, right? Just less.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It doesn't have.
They don't have the same burgers, right? But what's a Triple O sauce? Do they have it in their White Spot burgers? Their Spot burgers?
They do.
Do they have Legendary Burger?
They do.
They call it something else, though, right?
No, they call it the Legendary Burger.
No, they call it the Legendary Burger.
Oh, okay.
But I think that was the last thing I had, possibly. But it was delicious. And the fries, I like the fries because they seem the most natural. You could actually see the skin of the potato.
The russet potato fries?
Yep.
I don't like their fries. They're like too thick and not crispy enough.
Yeah, I love the thicker fries.
Yeah.
I'm not used to the slim stuff.
So you like the ribbed chips and you like the thick fries.
Yeah. Yeah. You are my food decision sexual, not me.
No, I just asked you, man. I never made it sexual. I don't know why dude started laughing. I just want to ask for clarification.
Like Costanza and his food.
Oh, yeah. And then he brought the fucking TV in there, remember? Eating and he had the fucking TV. He brought the TV in there. He's like watching the game while he's having sex with that chick.
Yeah.
She's like, what the fuck are you doing?
To the point where food gave him hard-ons, pretty much.
Oh, God, that's too much, man. That's too much. All right, so to cap this up, to wrap this up, we got to go back to all our choices, and then if anybody will want to make a trade, you could do trades now. Okay? So while I'm talking, you guys think about your choices while I'm talking, and then we can make trades if we want to. Otherwise, we're going to wrap this.
Okay. All right?
So the category, my fast food category, I pick McDonald's. My favorite drink, I pick bubble tea, in particular pudding bubble tea. My favorite frozen dessert, I picked ice cream sandwich, like ice cream, no name ice cream sandwich, whatever, ice cream sandwich. For my favorite candy / chocolate bar, I picked Haribo, like the sour candy. And for my chips, I picked kettle cooked chips, New York cheddar. So okay. Anybody, and then now you guys got to state your team, your drafted group. And then if anybody will want to make trades, we can do trades, or else we're going to wrap it if we're happy with our results.
Okay.
All right.
So you're going to have to refresh me on the topic.
Okay. Your category, first category is chips.
My chips choice was sour cream and onion, extra ribbed. Second category.
Second category is candy.
Candy was fruit gummies.
Yeah.
And then third was drink.
Third was frozen goods.
Oh, frozen good. Purdy's chocolate ice cream. Revel ice cream dipped with peanuts.
Fourth was drinks. You pick
Coca-Cola. Drinks, Coca-Cola.
And then your fast food restaurant is Triple O.
Yes.
And then now Dooms, what you got? What's your category?
So for chips, I had the nachos Doritos. For the drink, I had milkshake. For the cold thing, I had Ernest salted caramel. And then for fast food, I had A&W.
Okay. So did you say the candy thing?
Candy, I did Butterfinger. I know I didn't mention
that. Okay. Yeah. So anybody want to make any trades right now before we finish, wrap up the show?
No.
Duke, I'm going to trade you.
Yeah.
I'm going to trade you McDonald's for your milkshake.
Yeah.
Would you take that trade? That means you wouldn't have a fucking dessert. You would have both McDonald's and actually, I take that back because McDonald's has milkshakes. Fuck.
But you're doing category though.
Huh?
You're picking category though.
Yeah, I thought I had.
No, because if I give up McDonald's, that means I get both milkshake and bubble tea, but I don't get to eat McDonald's.
Yeah, why would you?
Oh, you mean a straight switch? You mean?
That's what I thought.
Or okay, maybe not specific. He's not gonna take bubble tea for fucking milkshake.
That's true.
So nobody's doing any trade.
No trade.
Fuck, man. I thought we were going to do trades, but fuck it.
How about this? I'll trade you my Purdy's for your McDonald's.
Hell no. That's never happened.
Okay, fine.
You could go for a 2-for-1 deal. You could trade two things for one.
Okay.
Or you could go 3-for-1 deal.
Okay. I'll give you my candy. And my drink. For your McDonald's.
No. I'll tell you what, if you give me your Triple O's and Coke for McDonald's, I'll give you McDonald's.
I don't want your McDonald's.
Why?
Just I was just trying to take your food so you die faster.
What the fuck? This guy's such a mean guy. This took a dark turn.
Hey, it's everyone from the cells, man.
All right, I'm keeping McDonald's no matter what. You gotta fucking trade your whole fucking team to get this. This is all right. So I'm gonna go. I think this is a publishable piece of episode. So I think thankfully we finally, third time's a charm, we got it done. We've been at this all week. So I think we're gonna call this the fucking cleanliness and junk food fucking self-isolation, social distancing episode one. All right. Now, before we go, quick recommendations for people to do, things to do or watch, games to play. One thing, lightning round before we leave here for people who are listening, see what they can do. Whether it's a new album, whether it's like a new hobby, whether it's like a new movie or a new show, what can we do? So, Son of Bang, go ahead.
Dooms first.
All right, Dooms first.
I don't know, probably just getting into kind of crafts and stuff like that, or drawing. I guess is like a good time for people to start painting or whatnot if they ever wanted to get into that and stuff like that. I don't know, it's just time for people to pick up new hobbies, something that they felt like they wanted to do, they can do now because they have time. They're just chilling out. A lot of people don't have to go to work, so it's just a time to do what you've always wanted to do, other than go outside and talk to other people.
Good call. That's a good call. Son of Ben, you got anything?
Well, I can tell you what I do. I mean,
but yeah, something you'd recommend that other people do.
Oh, okay. I mean, now is the best time to clean your house. Spring cleaning. I mean, well, it's better than going back to work and then realizing, oh, you got to do some cleaning. You might as well do it now because you have nothing else to do.
Smart guy. Good call.
Thank you.
All right. Both of you guys give very, very good recommendations. I will say go watch Altered Carbon, the anime movie that just came out.
Is it good?
It's so good. I watched it yesterday. So good.
I'm going to give it a chance.
Yeah. It's called Altered Carbon Resleeved, and it's an anime take on the Altered Carbon universe.
Oh, so what should you show then? But
It's not. So the show has a season two with the Anthony Mackie guy who's Falcon in the MCU, but the Japanese did a cel-shaded animation, and then it's about like they have ninja assassins working for the Yakuza, and then they're going after this girl who's a tattoo artist who knows how, like, her tattoo abilities like give people special abilities.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Yeah, and it's about like the Yakuza and ninjas and shit.
That's dope.
So do you have to watch the
regular? No, you don't have to watch the show. It's like a standalone movie.
Okay, good.
The main guy is the same character, but it doesn't that's the beauty about the show, because you don't even, like, I think I didn't finish watching the first season, but because of the whole sleeve thing, like, it's the idea that like you can live forever and like your consciousness is downloaded into a different body. That's the premise of the show, right? So in theory, every time it's a new body, it's like a different story because it's a different person, but the guy's consciousness is still there.
Mm.
But then they never go into the past. They never really talk, like they have flashbacks, but it's not going to interfere with the story. With the anime movie, there's no flashbacks.
Mm.
So it's a standalone movie. You don't have to watch the show. I think this anime is like a good introduction if you never wanted to watch Altered Carbon, or if you watch a couple episodes and you're like, this is not for me, this is gonna like either get you back in or get you to appreciate it in a different way.
Okay.
I'll look at the
stuff and other things the show can't.
Yeah, it does a really good job. So I think if it's successful, which I think it should be, like I'm a big anime guy. I know Dooms, you are, Son of Ben less so, but I think it's going to be, I think you like it too. And it's done in a good way. It's not like your typical anime, you know? But yeah, so I think that's our recommendations. Any shout outs that we have? Shout out to Soup if he's still there.
No, he
but he'll hear it when he listens to this. Shout out to I don't know who we want to shout out now.
Shout out to the people staying home.
Yeah. Shout out to ourselves. Shout out to everybody else staying home. Shout out to everybody who's social distancing, doing your part. I saw this thing going around saying like your grandparents were called to war to fight or whatever, and then you're called to stay home. So do your civic duty, stay home, protect those who are vulnerable, protect our medical personnel and all these people. If you're listening and if you outside partying and fucking congregating in groups, go fuck yourself. You can never listen to this podcast again. Fuck you.
And make sure a reminder to communicate with the old people in your life. Make sure they have what they need.
Yeah.
And look out for one another and love one another.
Yeah.
Good.
I like that.
Good man. Good man.
And get through this together.
We will. Like anything you got to add, Dooms?
No, man. I think you guys summed it up. It's all good. We're just chilling. Yeah. It's not like we're doing this for old people. We're doing this for everyone. It's not for...
Yeah, not just old people, but just everyone. Because young people can get seriously sick too from this thing.
And it's just thinking about what's the future going to be like with this thing if we don't control it, you know?
Yeah. You do not want to... You don't want a fucking doomsday scenario. We're all in bunkers.
Yeah.
That cool movie, though.
Well, yeah, you don't want that, though. But
make a movie about this in a couple of years.
They will. They will. This is a documentary, Netflix documentary series written all over it.
Yeah. Contagion Part 2.
Ugh, shit. All right, guys. Okay. We're going to wrap this. I'm going to holler at you later. I'll let you guys know when this is published.
Good.
Okay.
All right, peace.
See you guys.
Later, Mike.